This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to Exercise 2 of Access Inner Wisdom, Module 4 of the Inspired Life Formula. This exercise is called Letting Go, because that's what you'll be doing. And it's a simple, easy resource when you need to be thinking clearly and feeling emotionally grounded and open. Once you learn how to let go with this method, you'll be able to very quickly release unwanted feelings that are keeping you from being in the flow and experiencing the beauty and the goodness of life. So this particular way of letting go is based on the Sedona method, a process that's been expanded from the original teachings of Lester Levinson by Hale Dwoskin. Hale describes the Sedona method as a way of uncovering the reality that you are already an unlimited being, which means that you don't have to be controlled by stressful emotions and limiting thoughts. And he, along with many other wisdom traditions, suggests that at the core of your being, your true nature is freedom and happiness. But obviously, most of us don't have this experience because those positive feelings are buried beneath all the negative thinking and the feeling that we're taught to cultivate, whether it's on a subconscious level or on a more obvious one. So letting go is becoming a popular piece of advice, all the way from the Buddhist traditions to psychotherapy. And even the recent animated movie Frozen has a song called Let It Go. So what exactly are we talking about? And how do we do it? We're talking about letting go of thoughts or feelings that keep you from really living fully, that keep you doubting what you're capable of, or keep you from exploring new ideas or having new experiences, developing new skills, or preventing you from accomplishing your goals. It's as if we're all holding umbrellas over our heads, and every umbrella has the same logo: can't, shouldn't, won't. And some of the thoughts that live under that umbrella might sound like, I can't figure out what I should do, or I shouldn't rock the boat, or I won't be allowed to, and then you fill in the blank. And then some of the feelings that might go with those thoughts could include anger, discouragement, depression, fear, frustration. And these thoughts and feelings are their limitations, the restrictions that we've been living with, and they keep us from experiencing that true nature that reveals who we really are, why we're here, and what we're capable of. So every one of us has some area in our life where we still have these kinds of thoughts and feelings, the kind that stop us from being able to step out and become the person we imagine that we could be, or that we know we are. In the first exercise for this module, when you practiced using the work, you were invited to write down your judgments of other people and then see how your thoughts are causing you to suffer. And in that exercise, you weren't asked to let go of your thoughts or replace your thoughts or do anything to them. Just look at them with honest awareness, and the truth of what's really going on can allow a shift to take place. So now with the Sedona method, there is a slight shift of emphasis. In the Sedona method, we think of our thoughts as stories. Sound familiar? And we pay attention to the difficult feelings that our stories evoke, because those feelings are the fuel that keep our stories alive and well. Where the work of Byron Katie invites you to let her rip and go into all the details when judging other people or yourself, the Sedona method simply invites you to acknowledge that story with all its thoughts and feelings and sensations, and then make the choice to let it all go as best you can. It's simply a choice, but it's a deliberate choice. And these two methods, the work and the Sedona method, they complement each other. So my invitation to you is to experiment with both of them and use which one works best for you. You might find one technique works in situations that are of a particular kind, and the other technique works better for other situations. I've been using both these techniques for myself and with my clients for many years, and I find that whatever feels right in the moment is the best thing to use. Just the fact that I'm welcoming my feelings or questioning my thoughts allows a shift to happen, and I want to share that opportunity with you. So letting go is a natural process, right? We all do it when we know that it's the right thing to do. And children let go automatically. And you can see it when they play together. One minute everything's great, the next minute something's dreadfully wrong and somebody's in tears or screaming. The next minute everything's fine again and they're on to the next opportunity. But as adults, as you well know, we're taught to do just the opposite and to hold on to our feelings. So we end up with a lot of emotional baggage, and we don't know anymore when it's appropriate to hold on or to let go. And just like in that song, Let It Go from the movie Frozen, we're taught to suppress or repress our feelings so that we can be seen as good or well-behaved. But you know as well as I do that when we hold on to our feelings, we suppress the energy that is never meant to be dammed up to begin with, and that energy gets stuck inside us. So we feel miserable and we feel unkind, or we go on a spree of inappropriate overexpression of our emotions, and that has similar consequences. And all of that, of course, can lead to physical illness. The good news, though, is that our pent-up emotions are already queued up, so to speak, and they're ready to be released. So when you stop holding on to them, they release themselves, but without the drama. It's just a very gentle letting go. Now, the goal of the Sedona method is to enable you to release any unwanted feelings in the moment. And the method offers 5 ways to do this, but I'm going to introduce you just to a couple variations so that you're familiar with the process. And first, I will describe those methods, and then I'll go back and walk you through them so that you can start using your own life experiences and getting some deep, wonderful releases for yourself. The first way of letting go is to choose to let it go, just to drop it, the same way that you drop a crumpled piece of paper into a wastebasket. It doesn't require a lot of effort, obviously. You simply choose to do it. And despite what you may have been told about how difficult it is to get rid of stressful emotions, it's not really true. We have just been talked out of it. So that you can reclaim all that pent-up energy by choosing to let go of those feelings that no longer serve you. So let me guide you through a sample process of letting go using the first example of dropping the feelings. And we're going to use 5 short and simple questions. So let's start with a situation that you'd like to feel better about. Step 1. What feelings come up when you think about this situation? Just let them come to mind. Step 2. Ask yourself, could I allow myself to welcome these feelings and just let them be here? step three. Ask yourself, could I, just for now, let them go? Just drop them. Allow them to dissolve or disappear. Step four. Would I let them go? Just would you? And step five, ask yourself, when? Hint, now would be the perfect time. But if your answer to these questions is no, then you can ask yourself another question. Would I rather have these feelings, or would I rather be free? And sometimes we all need to hold on to something, or at least say that we need to hold on to something, until we realize that we're just making a choice. And if we hold on to them, we're making a choice to do something that's painful or hard on ourselves. Okay, so that's the process, and here's the recap. One, what feelings are coming up? Two, could you welcome them as best you can? Three, could you, just for now, let them go? Drop them. Let them dissolve. Four, would you allow yourself to let them go? And five, when? That's it. You'll find the process will become automatic as you practice it a bit. Could you, would you, when? And let me just elaborate on this process of welcoming. Hale defines it as a way of opening your consciousness to what's going on inside you. It's just an allowing, or it's just letting all the aspects of that story be here without engaging with them. I have an analogy for this. I like to use the analogy of your feelings as wild horses and your consciousness as a gate. So when the gate is open, the horses are no longer penned up and they can get out. And just opening that gate of your consciousness can be enough to release your emotions. So here's one more way of releasing that I have found to be very powerful, where you are just using that invitation of welcoming. So let's give it a whirl. Come up with a situation, past, present, or future, that triggers an emotion. Ready? Okay, step one. Can you welcome this with all its thoughts, its memories, and feelings? Step two. Just for now, could you welcome wanting to do anything about it, like try to figure it out or change it? Step three, as best you can, could you welcome any sense that it's personal, that it's about you or who you are? Any identification at all? Step four, could you just let all of that dissolve and be open to the truth of who and what you really are? And that's it, four steps. With either of these exercises, once you've done them, then just notice how you feel. You should be noticing a sense of expansion in your being without any former sense of contraction or need to protect or defend yourself. And you should feel a delicious sense of opening, being more loving, more free to be who you are, and more willing to allow what is to happen. Once you've got the idea of what you're releasing, you can substitute the words that you're using to fit your particular situation. And you'll find yourself in a difficult moment, and suddenly you'll realize, oh, I can release that. Just a reminder, as much as you're able, keep a record of your experiences in your journal. and we'll have the opportunity to talk about them, as well as any specifics that you might need clarification on when we have our one-on-one time. And also, have fun with this. It's an incredibly freeing experience. So enjoy it.